Welcome to In This Together, a podcast for partners turned caregivers, where you'll discover invaluable insights and actionable advice to navigate the ups and downs of caregiving with resilience and strength. Here's your guide, Marika Humphreys.
All right. Hello, caregivers. We are going to kick this podcast off by talking about burnout. One of the biggest challenges that caregivers face. I hear it all the time. And today we're going to dive deep into how to recognize it, what causes it, and what to do if you're feeling it. So really quickly, I'm Marika Humphreys, and I am a resiliency coach, and I focus on helping people build the skills needed to cope with caregiving or being a care partner for their partner or spouse. And I will share my story throughout this podcast, but today I just want to talk a little bit about my story around burnout and when I first experienced it and what it felt like for me so that we can talk about how to recognize burnout if you're feeling it. So my late husband battled cancer really off and on for about 5 years. And I definitely went through a couple different times where I was really feeling burned out. But I remember the first time how that felt. And I remember just thinking, oh my gosh, I'm just so done with this. And what I meant by that was I was just done with the frequent feelings of fear and anxiety. I was really done with not knowing what the future was going to hold. It felt like we'd kind of put our life on pause and we couldn't really make plans anymore. I was done with the constant appointments and everything revolving around this diagnosis. I was just mentally and emotionally exhausted. And then on top of it all, I felt guilty. I felt guilty for feeling and thinking any of those things because I wasn't the one, you know, with this terrible diagnosis. So that was really the first time that I experienced burnout and kind of what was going on in my head. But if it may be a little different for you, I want to talk about how to recognize what we tend to call burnout if you're feeling it. And I think one of the biggest symptoms is just experiencing a lot of mental fatigue and stress. So you might have thoughts like, oh my gosh, this is just too much. I can't keep this up. I'm just exhausted. Kind of having those thoughts frequently is often a sign that you're just, you know, you might be feeling burnout in this area. A lot of emotions that come up frequently are overwhelm with all that you need to do and take care of. Maybe you feel like there's just too many decisions to make. Another big emotion that often comes up for people is resentment towards your partner, even though that feels irrational. You know that their illness is not their fault, but resentment that this is what your life has become, maybe just resentment towards life in general. You might not be sleeping well on a consistent basis, really lacking motivation, or just having a general blah feeling. and then on top of it all, feeling guilty about it, feeling guilty for feeling any of those things and for thinking any of those things. So all of those experiences are super common for caregivers. And I think if you're feeling them frequently, it's just a sign to pay attention. Okay. All of those feelings and thoughts are really just a message that we need to pay attention to ourselves. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about how to do that and what I mean by that. But really remember, you know, our Burnout is common for caregivers. It's a common feeling that comes up. So my goal is to give you some tools to cope with it and hopefully maybe not get to that point in the first place. All right, so what causes burnout? I mean, it may seem like an obvious answer, but it isn't actually, I think, what we think of. We tend to think like, oh, it's just too much. I have too much on my plate and I'm tired. But I want to dig down a little deeper. Caregiving for sure puts a lot on your plate. You probably have more on your to-do list than you did before. You might have taken over some of your partner's chores, you know, either household chores, maybe now you're doing the bills and that was something that they used to do, or maybe now, you know, you're doing the yard care or home care. You might also be managing their appointments or medication. You might be taking them to and from appointments. You might be contributing to the care decisions, or you could be making those solely on your own for them. You could be in a place where you are taking, you're managing their entire care, or you're responsible for their entire care. For some of you, I know you're doing this while working, either part-time or full-time. You might also have kids at home and balancing that. Okay, that was my situation too. I was also working full-time and we had a young child at home. So there's a lot physically, you know, these are like physical tasks that just simply take physical energy. But there's a huge mental and emotional component that comes along when we become a caregiver for our partner. And I think that is the piece that most of us don't fully appreciate, the toll that it can take and the adjustment that is required. When we have a spouse or a partner, and then that transitions to now we're their caregiver, or now they're not able to do the things that they could do before. There is a lot of adjustment that goes along with that. And it creates, I think, a lot of uncertainty. You know, anytime your partner has an illness or disease of some sort, there's a lot of uncertainty about the future that now you're faced with on a regular basis. You might not know how much longer they're going to be around or what their physical capabilities are going to be in 6 months. There's often a lot of grief that comes with this transition. Grief about the life that you don't have anymore. Grief around what you can no longer do either together or just independently because of the situation now. And grief about the partner or the relationship that you've lost, right? The change, something has changed now, and we often grieve what we've lost. And then there's just a lot of emotions around seeing their physical changes. Often with illness and disease, there are physical changes that your partner goes through. Their body may change. They may be going through the effects of the treatment that that impacts them physically. And then there also can be, you know, changes in their personality or their emotions, or maybe even their cognitive abilities, kind of depending on, you know, what their illness is. They may not be able to think or process information the same way they used to. They may emotionally be different than they were before. Some people tend to withdraw. Some people become super angry. Some people, it's something else. So you as their partner are seeing all of these changes. That's stressful. That takes a lot out of us emotionally. That is the part that we tend to underestimate the stress that that causes. So while the physical tasks definitely take physical energy, they're not, I think, what causes our burnout. What tends to cause our burnout is the constant stress and the mental and the emotional stresses that we experience as a caregiver, all the adjustments we have to make, because those are the aspects of caregiving, I think, that a lot of us were just not equipped for, and we don't have skills to really handle. Most of us don't come into the world having the skill set of being a caregiver. So it's understandable that we don't really know how to handle this total change in our life, in our situation. But there is good news buried beneath this story in that you can learn skills to cope specifically with those mental and emotional stressors that come with caregiving. And today I want to share just one tool really that you can use to start helping you cope with specifically the feelings of burnout. And that is mindset. Understanding your mindset and how it contributes to burnout is what I want to talk about next. So, mindset is a term that has become very common in the world today. I feel like if you listen to anything around self-help or self-development or business, we talk about mindset a lot. But I think, talk about it so often that people have stopped explaining what it actually is. So, I recently heard a great explanation of mindset that was so simple, I really want to share that with you. So think about, you know, how we go through our day in, day out. Most of us respond and make decisions and have thoughts that are just habitual, right? We just kind of adopt habitual ways of behaving in our life. And that makes sense. We don't want to think about everything, every step of the day. So we do things out of habit, sort of on autopilot. And a lot of times our responses to problems and situations that come up are just habitual responses, right? So essentially our mind is set in a certain way. Thus the term mindset. So mindset is really just a collection of thoughts that we've adopted over time. That's what our current mindset is. These thoughts and ways of being that we've just adopted over time. And most of that has been unconscious, right? Through our upbringing, through our cultural influences, through other people's thoughts and expectations of us. And often we don't question any of that. We just sort of all bring it in, and that shapes how we react to the problems in our, you know, in our life. Our mindset can be very helpful to us in some ways as a caregiver, but there may be aspects of our mindset that is not so helpful. That was really my situation, and my guess is if you are experiencing burnout, that's probably your situation too. So I want to give you an example of what I mean by aspects of your mindset that may be helpful or not so helpful. Before my husband's diagnosis, some of the thoughts that I had were things like, I need to be independent and handle things on my own. I need to work hard and just do more in order to be successful. I need to be strong and resourceful, and I can figure things out. Those are some of the thoughts that I had. After his diagnosis and when I became a care partner, I adopted some other thoughts unconsciously around caregiving specifically. And some of those were, we'll get through this together. He shouldn't have to be in pain. It's my job to comfort him when he's in pain, and my needs just aren't important right now. All of those thoughts I had operating in the background, and they were shaping my decisions, how I responded to things each and every day, right? How I responded to problems and how I approached really everything in my life, right? That meant my work, parenting, and, you know, being my husband's care partner. And as you can probably imagine, some of those thoughts were really helpful to me. Like, we'll get through this together and I can figure things out and I'm strong. Those are really, really helpful thoughts. They help me to be resilient. But I had other thoughts that were not so helpful that I didn't even realize, but that contributed to later my feelings of burnout. And one of them, probably the biggest contributor, was the sneaky little thought that I didn't even know I had, was that my needs are not important right now. That one little thought meant that I didn't really take my own struggle and emotional needs, make them important in my life. And I really tried to ignore them, it seemed so innocent, right? And it felt so true. My needs aren't important. But because of that, I ignored my own needs. And I was feeling terrible and then feeling guilty about it, right? So it's crazy that that one little unconscious thought I had was driving me in a way that I didn't even realize. And because of it, I was judging my struggle as less important and not worthy of my attention. Our thoughts are always operating in the background. Okay, they're shaping our feelings and they impact how we act and the choices we make in our lives. And it's always happening in our lives in all areas, right? It's just that most of us aren't even aware of this interplay. I think the next question is, okay, so what do we do about it? I mentioned that you can learn tools to cope with the mental and emotional stress of caring for your partner. And one of those really tools is figuring out what is your mindset? What are the thoughts that you have that are driving you that you may not actually have conscious awareness right now? You may not ever thought to look and think about. What thoughts are you having that are causing you to ignore your own needs? And I'm going to give you a way to figure that out. But before I do, I will go back to my story and kind of tell you how I had my realization, and I call it sort of my first aha moment. And it was, I remember very specifically, it was summertime. I remember talking on the phone to my mom. It was summertime and my child was on the swim team and practicing. And I was talking on the phone to my mom, I think just venting and sharing how tired and burnt out I was. And for some reason, while I was talking about it, I realized that I had been devaluing my struggle because I didn't have cancer. I had made that mean that anything else was just not important. And I realized, well, that's silly because everybody's suffering is their own, right? We all have problems that are important to us because there are problems. Another way to think about that is, you know, if you have a rock in your shoe, nobody else feels that pain, but you do. And if it's a big rock, it hurts. You can try to ignore it. That's going to be difficult, right? Essentially, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to ignore the rock in my shoe and failing miserably and feeling guilty that I was suffering because this rock was so painful. So I had this realization on the phone talking to my mom that my struggle and my feelings of burnout were important because they were mine and I needed to pay attention to them. And yes, it was different than what my husband was battling, but his battle was his to fight. And not that I would ignore, you know, my needs, but the problem was by me not paying attention to my own struggle, I wasn't able to be there as much for him in the way that I wanted because I was feeling miserable. I became so focused on my own misery, I couldn't show up as the person I wanted to be for him. So that was the realization I had that I went from thinking, you know, my needs aren't important right now to my struggle is important because it's mine and it's my responsibility to address it. If you're feeling some burnout, how do you uncover and change your mindset? Well, the first step there is to actually uncover it. What is your current mindset when it comes to caregiving? What seemingly sneaky little thoughts do you have that are pushing you around that you may not even be aware of? To figure that out, I'm going to give you some questions to think about and to ask yourself and just ponder. The first question is, why am I feeling burnout? Ask yourself that question and write down everything that comes up. Okay, it's a simple, that's going to give you a lot of insight already. Maybe it's the struggle that, you know, you're trying to do too much, right? Work is stressful, and then you come home to a stressful environment. Just write down all the things that come up. The second question I want you to ask yourself is, how important is my own health right now? Really be honest with yourself. What is the answer to that question? That is going to show you what you're valuing. And there are no right or wrongs here. These are just questions to bring some awareness. Okay, and then the last question is, what am I currently doing to support myself and why? So that is going to show you what actions you're taking or not taking. Right? I was very good about staying physically active and prioritizing my physical health, but I wasn't so good about managing my emotional health and getting emotional support. And I really didn't realize how important that was. And that was one of the, again, with my aha moment, that was what led me to get more emotional support. Actually, it led me to coaching, which later, you know, which literally changed my life. These questions are just a starting point to get you thinking. If burnout is what you're experiencing, then at the root of it are probably some unuseful thoughts you have around the importance of taking care of yourself and your own needs. And the first step is just to figure out what those thoughts are. And if you want to take the next step, right, just start by questioning them. Is this really true? How could I approach this differently? Okay, so that is where we start, uncovering those sneaky little thoughts. And the beauty here is we do have authority over how we think. When we start becoming aware of our thoughts, the things that are often unconscious, when we bring them into our consciousness and we have awareness around them, then we can make more deliberate and conscious choices around them. That's essentially what happened for me, right? I became aware that I had this thought that my needs weren't important right now. And once I became aware of it, I realized, well, that's silly. That's just not true at all. But that awareness was the key pivotal piece. So I'm encouraging you to bring some contemplation to this for yourself right now, this week. Mindset work can be challenging to do on your own because most of us are so used to living in our own head, we don't even question ourselves and how we think. But my hope is that by sharing my story, and throughout this podcast, I will share stories of my clients as well, I hope that you may see yourself in those stories, and that can often help bring awareness and a perspective when we hear ourselves in other people's stories that are maybe similar. Remember, we all have the answers and wisdom inside of us. We just have to uncover that, and that's what I'm going to help you do throughout this podcast. All right, caregivers, so spend some time this week thinking about the thoughts behind why you're feeling burned out. And I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of In This Together. If you would like to learn more about Marika's work, go to www.coachmarika.com.